Spirit of the living God, we welcome you. Move in our midst in an unusual way this morning. Do a new thing in the life of everyone. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Put your hands together for the Lord. I want to welcome you to this service this morning once again. And I want to welcome all our online members and viewers to this service. This morning, I believe the Lord wants to do something special. Today, I've been led to speak on what I call the limitation of sight. What am I speaking on this morning? The limitation of sight. Most time, we take our decisions. We do things based on what we are able to fathom. And sometimes, what we see restricts our joy. We want to see everything around us. But then this morning, I want to let you know that God does not want us to live at that realm. Let me tell you something this morning. From what I know, from what I see, I believe that sometimes God enjoys walking offline while we keep on monitoring events online. If you look at the case of Lazarus and Mary, Mary was an ardent supporter, believer, disciple of the Lord Jesus. And when the case of Lazarus came on, Mary was monitoring everything and monitoring Jesus online. But Jesus was walking offline. So Mary could not see what Jesus was doing. The online activities did not seem to correlate with the expectation of Mary. But Mary never knew that Jesus was walking offline. And so when Lazarus died, Mary gave up. And as a matter of fact, she refused to come and meet Jesus at the door. It was only Martha that went to meet him. But when Jesus knew that the job had been done offline, he then came online and said, "Let us go." Are you listening to me? All the time he was walking offline, nobody could monitor it. But when the job was done offline, that way he came offline. And by the time he came online, Mary thought it was over. This morning, I want to let us know that we need to realize that sometimes God walks offline. The fact that nothing seems to be happening in your life, nothing seems to be happening in your situation, nothing physical you can attach to encourage you that your prayer being answered, does not mean that God has gone to sleep about you, about your situation. My text this morning, I'm taking it from the book of 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 17. That one verse is my text this morning. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 17. Quickly. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse. Okay, let me read it from here. Why the media is trying to look for it? For thus said the Lord, you shall not see the wind, Neither shall you see the rain yet. That valley. You know the name of a valley? The gap in your life. The needs that need to be met. The depression which you have been pushed. I don't know your own valley. Say that valley shall be filled with what? With water. Not only that, that you may drink, not only you, both you and your cattle and your beasts. What is that valley in your life this morning that you expect should be filled? There's a yearning gap. There's an obligation you are unable to meet. There's an expectation that's yet to come to pass. There is a need that you have not been able to meet up with. God is saying this morning, thus said the Lord. It is not Ayobami Salami speaking. The Lord is saying, thus said the Lord. You are looking for the rain. Because before there can be water, the only source of water is what? Is rain. And you know rain takes a process. So you are watching the process, expect the process. But you think even the process has not been initiated for so long. And so you are thinking, has God gone to sleep? You know, when there is cloud, there will be wind, then the rain will fall. Am I right? But God said, you will not see anything. So when you don't see anything, and you have an expert, you have a target, we seem to lose faith that God is not there. But let me tell you something. Tell somebody, God is working offline. And you soon see it online. You will not see the rain. Yet, that valley. You know, when you, thank God, people who read English are here. You not just say the valley. Say that valley. That is specificity. God is intentional in this. God is purposeful about it. That valley. I don't know that valley, but you know it. I know my own valley. You know your own valley. And God knows your valley and my valley. And God is saying, that valley, forget if the rain is not coming. Forget if there's no cloud. Forget if there's no wind. But I am saying, without the rain, without the cloud, without the wind, that valley shall be filled. You know the problem with many of us? We behave like the man at the poor Bethsaida. He had a problem for 38 years. He was there at the pool. The only thing he was waiting for was the move of the water. And that move of the water had moved several times. And nothing happened in his life. And he never put his mentality, his hope upon any other thing apart from the move of the water. Even when Jesus appeared on the scene, he was still complaining, I have nobody to help me, even when the help was nearby. Sometimes we think we have to go somewhere, we are going to meet somebody, we have to do certain things. We do not appropriately put our faith in God. You may not see the wind. You know, Jehu never saw the wind. It was just suddenly he was anointed the king. Did he see the wind before anointing as the king? No. The prophet was just saying, suddenly he was just sitting in the among his colleagues and said, thou shalt rise. No proud notice. No, yesterday was the coronation of Oluwariri. There was no coronation And for many days, that calling was being announced online. Am I right? For 90 days, what was in segment for 90 days, everybody knew, oh Lord, what was going to be coronated. That was, you could see the rain, you could see the wind, you could see the cloud. And when the rain fell, everybody saw yesterday. For Jehu, there was no announcement. No wind, no rain. For Leah, there was no announcement about marriage. You know, Rebecca, her younger sister, they were in the same house. He was seeing the manifest of lovagitis and the vibes between Jacob and Rebecca, two of us. Under the same roof, her younger sister was in Cushi for 7 years. Rebecca saw the wind, he saw the cloud. And the day he thought it was going to rain, suddenly God appeared on the side of Leah. Leah never saw the wind. He never saw the cloud. But yet it rained. And despite that, he was despised. Eventually, she became the mother of Judah. She never saw the wind. She was never engaged in her life. Nobody ever proposed to her. No man ever called her, say, I love you, you are beautiful. The Bible says she was not even beautiful. It's in the Bible. Am I right? Okay, Leah said, oh, burewa. No man ever looked at the side of Leah. No man showed her love. No man proposed to her. She eventually became the mother of Judah. And Judah is the progenitor of Jesus. Mary never saw the ring before becoming pregnant. She was just engaged. And when God did his work, he was moved from anonymity to the spotlight. My dear brother, my dear sister, this morning, I don't know your expectation, maybe for this year, maybe for your life. And to think that this thing, for this to happen, this has to happen, that has to. You know, that's the way we are wired as human beings, true of us. That when you have a goal, you know, certainly that must happen. And when those things are not happening, you think you are not moving towards the goal. When the Lord allowed a siege over Samaria, and the people were dying inside, and some lepers were outside, and God started walking offline. Nobody saw it. The noise that made the host of Syria to move away. People in the city, did they hear the noise? The lepers at the gate, did they hear the noise? Nobody heard the noise. Only those for whom it was destined, only the army of Syria heard the noise. So everybody that was around, nothing was happening. And when Elijah spoke, by the anointing of the Lord, he said, by this time tomorrow, he logged on to the frequency of the Spirit. He could see God walking offline. Everybody was monitoring the event online, but he was the only one permitted to view the situation offline. And he saw, he said, by this time tomorrow. The defense minister said, no, if God will make a window, can this be? Why? Because he was monitoring God online. Stop basing your faith upon what you can see God doing online. But at the end of the day, what happened? It came to pass. This morning, a word will come into your life. And your situation will change. You may not see the rain. You may not see the wind. You may not see the cloud. But that valley that you saw before coming to serve this morning, that valley that was there before you joined online this morning, that valley shall be filled. I said that valley shall be filled. I said that valley shall be filled. I said that valley shall be filled. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to be taking some time to pray this morning. And we are just going to, you know, make declaration in your life. Before we go into that, let me ask this question. When what you expect or what you see seem to contradict what you expect, what's your reaction? And I know that for many of us, this is a situation. What we expect might be contradicting what we see, may be contradicting what we expect. Do you say, well, that's it? Do you turn your back on God? Do you readjust your expectation? I want to talk about three things that you should do this morning, and then that will lead on to prayer. The first thing is that when what you expect and what you see are in contradiction, the first thing you do that, examine yourself. Are there things that you need to be corrected, to need to correct? Are there things that you need to adjust? Because the Bible says sometimes many people suffer as evildoers. Is there certain thing about your own life, your relationship with God, that needs to be corrected? That is the starting point. And that's why I like the way the workers' prayer meeting started this morning by Samuel Kokola. Look at your life. You cannot see, there are certain things that cannot go in line with the workings of God. When Elijah came, the first thing he did was to repair the broken water before he could call down fire. True or false? Because you cannot build something on nothing. If your experience keeps on contradicting your expectation, do an exam, a self-examination. Pull yourself under the prism of the Holy Spirit, under the searchlight of God, and introspection. And see, are there things I need to correct? Is there a broken altar that I need to repair? Do I need to work on my relationship with God and my commitment to Him, or my life as an individual? And the second thing, after you have done that, you let your faith arise. After you have done the first step, you have done the self-examination, you need to repair the broken altar, you have done that. You need to make amends, certainly you have done that. Then you stand on the platform of faith. Leave the plane of fear. Let your faith arise. And the third thing, which we are going to do this morning, because we are going to take, and I thank God that Reverend Dina just came in. When I saw him coming to this house, I said, look, thank you, God. You have directed him to come at the right time. Because he's going to join me in this mission this morning when we go into that aspect. The third thing is, I want to open to Romans chapter 4, verse 17. And that's what we are going to do this morning. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. The second part is what I'm interested in, but let me read for you. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations, for in whom he believed. Even God, this is where I'm going, even God will quickly clear the dead and color those things which be not as though they were. Call the things, those things, which be not as if they were. The first thing, do a self-examination. Second thing, let your faith arise. Then third thing, rise on your feet and call those things which be not as what? As if they are. It is your responsibility to do that. Certain things you need to call them to be. God has released them, but they may be latent. But you need to go ahead using the plan for call those things which be not as if they were. I will share one or two testimony. And I like to say it because Reverend Adina is here and it's about him, it's about me, it's about us. So you know that what I'm saying is not just I'm cooking up stories. I've told you before that we used to go to, before the, if Mordecai, Okealako way, we in the night, in the chilly cold, in those days in the 90s, we would stand calling on God. And there was, after my PhD degree, I was even here to have a breakthrough in the international arena. And one day we went to Alakowe. I hope you still remember that night. I remember it every time. We were on that month and we were calling it because I said, no. It is time for me to move from being just being a local champion to be to an international arena. I wanted to stop playing at the local league. I wanted to play with Barca. Not Arsenal. I want to play with Barca. I want to join Messi. Say enough of playing on the local league. I wanted to go to the international arena. And then to see the heaven was seed. Every effort. And then I decided it is time for us to call those things that be not seed. And the two of us, I think occasionally we go to corporate to sports center. But sometimes, most of the time, it was to Kalakowi. And that day, we were calling things. I hope you remember that night. With sweat. And as we were praying, a package was delivered. And that package was wrapped. And when it was wrapped, as we were praying, the wrapper was removing. We kept on praying. It was I'm not talking of dream now. I'm talking of opposition. As we were praying, the rapper was work, and suddenly everything got loose, and then different countries started flying out. Different countries flying out of that rapper, countries of the world flying out of the rapper. And at the end of the day, it appears as if this has come to pass. For about a year, there was nothing. But we kept on saying, look, that yes, God, you have done it. When it will happen about a year after that, the first opportunity I got to go to 16 countries. In one first week, 16 countries. And when the time came, so tell mommy love, I don't know where they told her this story. When it was time for him to marry, he was already in ministry, but he needed her helper. And there was little in the physical realm to say it was going to rain. And we went back to the mountain. And we said within 6 months, is that not? We agreed. We called the sister to be. If I'm telling lies here, that I'm happy that he just came here today. So what I'm asking to practice is what has been validated. So we stood on the mountain and we called things that be not seen. And we said 6 months. And by the time we finished, within 6 months, he was married.
that be not as if they were.
We must not be lazy to do that. So let me tell you, young men, young girls, call your future to be. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow is now. Call it to be. Things are rough. Things do not seem to correct your expectation. Call things that be not as if they are. Because God said, you will not see the rain. Yeah, that valley shall be filled. It's the word of God. Understand the word of God and act on it. The enemy wants to concentrate on looking for the rain so that I can water the ground and can fill your valley. And so he has blocked the rain. He blocked the rain so he can block your faith. But you decide, no, if you lie, hold the rain. Even if I don't see the rain, this valley shall be filled. This morning, you may not see the rain. There may not be the cloud. The wind might not be blowing, but God is ready to fill your valley. And I bring him out to come and join in this decision. Take this verse, and then we are going to pray. Ezekiel chapter 36. I've read it to you before, but I want to use to conclude my message today again. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 34 to 35. Ezekiel chapter 36. Yes. And the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. God, those that pass by, they are looking for the wind, they are looking for the cloud, they are looking for the rain. But God is prepared to fill the valley without any of this. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become the garden of Eden. And the waste, and the desolate, and the ruined city have become first and inhabited. Verse 36. Then the heathen that are left about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that that was desolate. The Lord has spoken it. And how we do it? You are the Lord from beginning to stand on your feet this morning. We are going to call those things that be not as if they were. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Oh, you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. Oh, there's no place for argument. Oh, you are God all by yourself. Oh, and you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God. You are God. Oh, and you are God. Oh, from beginning to the end. There's no place. There's no place. You are God above yourself. Before we begin to call those things that be not as if they are, all eyes closed. All eyes closed, please. The first thing I said you need to do, so that you don't waste your time and waste your energy. I want everybody to do a self-examination this morning. Perhaps you yourself know you are not yet on the side of the Lord. Or you know that you have moved away. But this morning, you want to see the momentum of the moment. To realign your life so that the very valley of your life can be filled. Anywhere you are, put your right hand on your head. And I'm going to pray. The first thing to do, anywhere you are, all eyes closed. Maybe I'm not seeing. Okay, just lift it. Just raise your right hand where you are, and I'll pray for you first. Before we pray, General, God bless you. Just lift it. That's the first step. Don't deceive yourself. Don't waste your time. God is not a joker. He's not a jester. He's not a comedian. Lift it very high, and I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. Lift it very high. God is not a comedian. Maskata la baba shinte liba lakashina na makoske popo sempo liba randa liga. I will give just 20 seconds to any other person who wants to join them before I pray, and after that we'll move into ministry and impartation. Those of you who are lifting your hand, just say after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you this morning for the opportunity you are giving me to amend my ways and realign myself with your counsel. This morning, I ask that forgive me of my trespasses and wash me clean with the blood of Jesus. Lord, today, hold me close to you. Father, cause me to walk in your way. From now onward, help me to follow you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now put that your hand on your head as I pray for you. Father, I pray for this one who have cried unto you for mercy this morning. You know their situation, but this morning they have cried for mercy. Wash them with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse them by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, today, let there be a new beginning in their lives. Let enemy not hold anything against them again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. For those of you who prayed that prayer, I will advise you that from now onward, live a new life and then seek counseling after the service. Take that song again, and I give my phone to Reverend Dina to continue from there. I'm sorry we may take a few more minutes this morning because it is laid on my spirit to do ministration and impartation. You are the Lord.
From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
Amen. The moment I stepped into this cathedral this morning, I picked it in the spirit that something is about to happen. Not because of my coming, no. But because of what God intended for this ministry this morning. And the enemy knows what to take in your life and keep you captive for the rest of your life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, he says, with all diligence, keep your heart, for
For out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The prayer that God gave to me as God's servant brought me up is prayer of renunciation. Everybody, every point where I have agreed with the enemy concerning my destiny, every point where I have bargained with the enemy, every point where I have compromised with the enemy, and God is paralyzed in my life, today I stand before God. I renounce them. Every agreement, I revoke it. Every agreement with failure, unconscious agreement. Many of us have unconsciously agreed with the sickness, with the diseases, with the trouble. Every agreement, every point where I have agreed with the enemy, I stand before God this morning and I renounce them. I renounce them. I break the agreement. I revoke the covenant. Go ahead and pray, somebody. Just open your mouth and pray that prayer. Before I hand over back to the man of God, pray that prayer. Miracles will happen. Miracles have happened. Nobody can pray this prayer for you. Nobody. 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 If hands are laid upon you and you don't deal with this, it's a waste. If we pour oil on you and you have not done this, it is a futility. Every agreement with failure, every agreement with darkness, in the name of Jesus, I renounce it. I revoke it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray it one more time. Pray it 1 minute. Open your mouth and pray, everybody. There is a reason for today's service. Something is breaking forth. God has walked offline. God has walked offline. And it is announced now. Shopraga deposotoria. I renounce. I revoke every agreement with my situation, every agreement with my affliction, every agreement with demons, every agreement with forces of darkness. I renounce it. Every conscious agreement, every unconscious agreement. Renounce it. Renounce it. Nobody can pray the prayer for you. Open your mouth and do it. Just 1 minute. I break. I revoke. I destroy every agreement with darkness. Ruba ketaria. Sharabo sutoria. Miligaro zegaria bakataya. Eligramo suko prega di garoze. In Jesus' name, we pray. The second prayer we raise, and the man of God takes back and we begin to prophesy and minister to people within a few minutes. I mentioned it when my pastor brought me up to pray after his ministration. And that is removing the veil. I heard it clearly. I never knew that is what the man of God will minister. So I want us to raise the second prayer. Specifically, God told me when he was preaching, I wouldn't know he would bring me up, that we must attack the spirit of fear. Many of us are in captivity of fear. Fear of nothing. Fear of unknown. Fear of tomorrow. Fear of death. Fear of what will happen. Fear of what? It has happened to them. Is it not coming to me? Let's clear all the covering casts.
that have arrested our hearts. All the spirit of fear, all evil seeds in my heart, all seed of unbelief and doubts, all spirit of dullness, all spirit of cloudiness, I clear you off from my heart now. I clear you off to be able to receive. I clear you off to be blessed this morning. Open your mouth and pray that prayer before the ministrations. I arrest the spirit of fear. Open your mouth and pray. Spirit of fear, I bind you. Every covering cast, every spirit of fear, every spirit of unbelief, yet enter into bondage. Depart. Leave me alone. Go. Yea. You spirit of intimidation, you spirit of apprehension, spirit of apprehension. What is it that will happen? What is the pain I have? Is it not cancer? Is it not going to be dead? Am I not going to die? Spirit of apprehension, go! Go! Saira makarabo shikaya. Eria dagabakuri kataria dagasidiba. Holy gabaside keporia. Go! I clear you. I tear the veil. I tear the veil. I tear the veil. I tear the veil. In Jesus' name, we pray. You have listened to those two powerful testimonies. But I want to announce to you before we minister more. It is your own testimony that must happen today. It's your own rope that must break open today. It's your own door that must open to you today. In the name of Jesus. We want to cut things out. And at this point, I want to hand over back to the man of God so that as it is given to him, we will flow. We want to call some miracles out. God has worked offline, but we need to bring them online. They are coming online. I said they are coming online. They are coming to manifestations. Raise your two hands to the Lord. Raise your two hands. Raise your two hands. We have cleared the way. It's time for miracles to flow. Yes. It's time. And it's about to flow. And it's flowing now. It's flowing now.
Mama kaska papa shantalaba. As you lift your hands unto the Lord. Focus your mind on that verse again. 2 chapter 3 verse 17. That though you are not seeing the rain,
Regabos Sotoria,
but that valley shall be filled.
Yes, yes.
Let me give one physical example. Recently, if you read it in the newspaper, in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, when there was no rain, they caused through the, they used drone to go and then instigate the cloud and make it to fall and put the processes. They introduce some processes in the sky. Eh? Exactly. And then they brought rain. If human beings can do that,
artificially,
what about God?
He can do more. Hallelujah. He will do it.
So it's now to call the valley. I don't know the valley in your life. It's time to call that valley to be filled. Anywhere there's a valley, begin to ask that God begin to fill them up. Any valley,
every
you
valley
can recognize your life.
Every valley.
Any valley, wherever
in
it
my
is,
health,
now begin
in my
to
family.
Begin to call
every
those things that be no as if they were.
In the life of my children.
That is the main duty we have today.
In the life of my wife.
For those things that be not as if they were. And let the valley be filled.
Be filled. Every valley. Be filled. In my career. In my ministry. Every valley in my health. Every valley in my health. Be filled now. Be filled with goodness. Be filled with heavenly water.
Randa kaskapa, randa kasepo, redeke skepo sadalaba.
Be filled with
solution. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some of you, you are feeling the enemy is about to put you to shame. You might not have said it loud, but within you, you have been having that, and you are more or less accepting it. Now pray this morning. Every area where the enemy has planned shame and disgrace for me, I put the devil to shame in the mighty name of Jesus. Masatalaba, masakatalaba, lashika papa, ringa sepo, ringa kasepo, ringa kasepo, resa kapashada, resa kepopo, rokoko sepepe, braka kaka sapa, braka kaka sapa, randa kasepo, rokoko kosepo, braka ski papa, randa sandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now I don't know whether this for somebody or more than one person. Sapia, you are, it's when you are getting to a place, they don't say it is over. When it's getting to your turn, so I see the door is closed. It's just like somebody, the Reverend God gave me, just like somebody wants to board a car, a vehicle. As I'm about to get there, I just found that the devil just move up. And just a few seconds, and was moving and was just waving, and the just vehicle just took off. I don't know whether that is just for one person or more than one person. But anywhere, I don't know who that person is. Just pray this morning.
Divine intervention. God receive it.
Any attempt of the devil to make sure that you don't get your portion. You don't get your lot. You don't receive your own due. Why is it that when it's your own turn, they will say, no way. When you're about to get it, the door, say the door is closed.
Today.
Say today, bring a hand to it.
Today.
Bring a hand to it. Begin to pray. Makaska papa.
Right now.
Master Talaba.
Bring a
hand.
We receive divine intervention. We receive
divine intervention. Randa sikaba, randa kuskepo,
rente kesipo, randa
kasipapa, randa kuskepo, runda kashapaliga, rinda kashapaliga, barika kashapaliga, rinde kesipo, randa kuskepo, risa kapasha
dalama. In the name of Jesus.
And now this way we are going to bring it. You see, God can reverse the irreversible.
Hallelujah.
Anything that you seem that has eluded you, begin to call it back. Call it back. Come. Call it back. Even if the vehicle is going, the vehicle can tumble. The car can be stuck so that I can enter.
Every lost glory.
Call it back.
Every lost
call it back. Everything that seems to has eluded you.
Every
good thing that seems to have eluded you, call it back. Call it back. Goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus,
we summon you back. We recall you. We recall you.
Rantaka sapaliba.
We summon you back. In the name of Jesus, come to your owner. Come and meet your owner. In this also this morning, come.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
we summon you. Come. In the name of Jesus.
Finally, before I ask Reverend Dinner to round up. The Bible says the pillars of the world are God, and he has set the world upon in them.
Hallelujah.
Now, enemy tries to put down, but the business of God to set us upon the pillars, because he's the one that's holding the pillar. The enemy is shaking it. He doesn't want the pillar to stand.
Bible says, yes, God has said the word upon what? Those pillars. Begin to pray that now, from now on, God begin to set me off for glory. Begin to set me off for advancement.
Baba.
Begin to set me off for celebration.
Oh Lord God.
Begin to set me up. Has God to set you up.
That enthrones.
You are upon his pillar. God set is the pillar.
Set us up.
Yes.
Celebration.
Maka sapa, raka kaka sapa,
oh Lord,
manse keke keskepo, raka kaka,
maka
kasipa, raka sipapa, raka sipapa, raka kasapa liaba, resepo shibalaba, randa kasipa laba, randa kasiba shadalaba.
Breakthrough in the name,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We'll take this song three times, and regarding it, we'll round up.
Glory to God.
You are the pillar that holds my life. We take it three times.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
And Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds.
Hold on. Before we take it two more times, I want you to think about the lyrics of that song. We take it two more times. If Jesus is the pillar that holds your life, who can pull you down? Who can put you inside a valley? Who can put you inside a cage? If Jesus is the pillar, if that pillar is still holding, is that pillar is standing, you must be on top. We take two more times and then we'll pray.
Oh, you are the pillar.
You are the
to pray, but please listen to this too. Listen, there's somebody in this church this morning, without explanation, the enemy set in motion certain tremor in your body. So there's a tremor that's been going on in a part of your body, maybe for days or for some time. Certain part of your body, there's a tremor that you cannot explain. Don't be afraid. Holy Spirit is stopping it this morning. Whatever triggers it dies this morning. If you have discovered yourself, that has happened a week, 2 weeks, a month ago, or sometimes ago, or it happened in the course of this week, certain place there is a tremor that is going on. You can't stop it. There is a vibration. It's so mild, at times it will go up. Holy Spirit says in this service that he's stopping it. If that prophecy finds expression in you and you believe you can be healed this morning, we don't have time to lay hands on anybody, but you can come and connect by faith.
just come and stand before the altar. That's all. Just stand there and I want to pray. The second thing, this one, as the man of God was ministering, now God says to me, there are so many of my children that already hold good things in their life, in their hand. They are not praying for it. It's already there, but the enemy render it useless. There are good things that you have laid hold upon. Please understand. Good things that is promoting others, but your own is useless in your hand. You don't need to come out. God says this morning, He's releasing fire on it. And it will begin to serve you. God says that those good things, you are not going, it's not that you are just praying for them. They are already in your hands, but the enemy rendered them useless. God says this morning, He is releasing Holy Ghost fire upon those good things. They are catching fire and they are speaking out. I said 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 they are speaking out. He told me these two things clearly. As God's servant was leading prayer and I stood behind him, there's a tremor in a part of your body that the enemy set in motion. Come out to the altar. We are not going to lay hands. After the service, we may anoint you so that we don't hold others down. Just come and stand before the altar. Whatever triggers it is going to die. Amen. Not by salami. Not by Awotoye. Not by Sunday Adeniran. You know? But Holy Ghost will kill it. And good things in your hand that is useless, that is barren. Good things in your hand that are very barren. From today, they will speak out. Rabo Shaira Bairi Kurika Sandalaba Hurikes Kenderia. Sharabo Shikalaba. Mira Ira Satayama. Melikarozo Hendalibo. Shura de Karabo Shikaya. Malika Rabo Shikeriaba. Miligara Zedebo. Church, agree with me with your amen. Holy Ghost fire, come down. Holy Ghost fire. 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 Mighty Spirit of God. Genesis chapter 1. You move upon the surface of darkness. You fill the void. And you make things beautiful again. Holy Ghost, come upon these people. 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 The tremors stop. I said the tremors stop. Whatever triggers the tremor, die in the name of Jesus. We stand on this anointed altar and we wait on you as servants. We stand to serve you. We stand and wait on you. Every good thing in your life that should be serving you, that should be promoting you, but are redundant and barren, right now, catch fire. Yes, begin to speak. Yes, begin to manifest. Yes, begin to produce. Yes, you are anointed. Yes, people of God, before the altar, you are healed. Yes, the big thing the enemy is bringing against you today, they are turned to ashes. The bigger problem the enemy is bringing on the way, they are aborted. Amen. Go and flourish. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Father, I thank you. Father, I bless your name.
Lord, I pray for that person or those people whom the enemy seems to be keeping late for opportunities. Those the devil is closing the door of advancement in their faces. This morning, I put a hand to it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I put a hand to it. In the mighty name of Jesus, connect everyone this morning with your grace. Those who are here, those who are joining online, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.